Kia ora, Jazz. Welcome back. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has.
I've been on a sabbatical for about 3 months, had some time out, but we're back together, back in the chair. And for our next few sessions, we're going to spend some time talking about church planting and specifically how that has looked for me as a church planter in Brooklyn. Obviously, my experience won't be the same as everybody's, but I think there are some principles we can draw out together that might be helpful for people who are looking at whether it's brand new church planting or renewing an existing church structure. So to give you like a little bit of a shape for what we are in Brooklyn, we started in 2020 with five or six of us living in a house together, daily rhythms of prayer, rhythms of mission and hospitality. We had our first service the week before lockdown, so that slowed us up a lot. But yeah, we're now a church of between about 40 and 50 people. Just started our kids program last week, which feels exciting, and have done a lot of awesome stuff in our neighborhood too, be very neighborhood focused.
So Scotty, can you start by saying how you got there? What did that discernment journey look like?
Yeah, well, I think discernment, the word you use there is key, because I think that's always the place where we begin with any kingdom dream. Whether it's our own lives, you know, like what am I going to do next year, or whether it is something like a church plant or a larger dream. Yeah, I mean, I'm interested, Jazz, like how does discernment look for you? I mean, you've had a change up in the last year or so of what you're doing. How did you kind of walk with God to work out what that thing would be and feel peace that that was where God was leading?
Well, I think the starting place for me usually is just to talk to wiser, older people who have had to make big discernment journeys and decisions. Just looking at all the people who I kind of aspire to become like in the future,
yeah, right.
I guess.
So you had role models around you too.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's where I began. Then lots of prayer by myself and also with other people.
And were there any kind of key moments for you, like, I don't know, where you were going for a walk or sitting there talking to God and you're like, this seems good to me?
Yeah, totally. I think for me, one of the big things was feeling a sense of peace as I prayed, but also things falling into place that I couldn't really orchestrate myself, I think was a big sense of confirmation.
Right. So there was a combination of you're listening to the people who love and care about you, so friends, family, you're hearing God speak, but you're also seeing some things practically begin to line up in a way that kind of feels what, like coincidental?
Yeah. I think those would be the key things.
Well, thanks for that, Jazz, because that, I mean, is very much the journey that we went on with church planting. You're looking at putting together a kind of a smaller community, but it's the same kind of principle, really. So for me, when I think about discernment and when I thought about Brooklyn, there's a key kind of a grid that I use to think about, like, could this be God or not? And those things are, what is God saying to me? So what do I kind of sense, you know, within the spirit within me? What is God's word saying to me? Is this just excitement or indigestion? Or like, can we actually see that this is how God works with his people or her people? What is creation saying? So when I am out there in the world and looking at God's canvas of creation, like, is there a sense of God moving and speaking through that? And then, of course, what you said of what my friends and family and the people who care about me are saying. So in the case, I think, of Brooklyn, how this looked for me is firstly looking at what are the scriptures saying. I just believe that God is sending his people. Sometimes, you know, we pray about things where we sort of know the answer to that, eh? Like, should I be generous to the poor? Well, I think the scriptures leave us at pretty much always yes, eh?
Yeah.
Like, there are some things that don't need a lot of discernment because they are just who we are as people who follow God. So when I look at, you know, the verse from John 12, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it can't multiply. Like, I think there was an assumption for me that I might have to do painful things or hard things for the kingdom to come. And so I was up for that. And it being hard wouldn't mean that it was bad. It just meant that a grain of wheat was dying, hey?
Yeah.
And that, you know, Mark 16, great commission to go into all the earth and make disciples. I just, like, assume that that is the call of every Christian. That's part of my discernment. It's the assumption that who we've always been called to be is who we continue to call to be. And so God is calling us and waiting for us to say, here I am, send me. So looking into Brooklyn, like, there was a theology of sending, and that the really awesome church I was leading at the time, which felt super comfortable and super life-giving, that it wasn't a given that I was going to be there forever. Whereas I think sometimes we can think, you know, if it's good, we'll just be there as long as it's good, and it will just keep growing and growing and growing. But my assumption is if something's flourishing, it's flourishing in order that God can blow the seeds out of it and scatter it and grow it. So that's the kind of what are the scriptures part. And then alongside that, there was the what was God saying. I could really hear the Spirit starting to say in the year or two leading up to our plant, it's time to go. Mm. It's time to move on. I could also see him raising up another leader. I could hear the spirit saying to me, if you don't go, they won't be able to lead.
Mm.
So it's really funny because I actually really wanted to stick around. Blueprint, the church I was leading, was like beautiful and like not always easy, but it would have been so much better to stay. But I definitely felt the spirit saying, you have to go. There was a nudging. So I'm going, okay, the scriptures are saying we're sent. I feel like the spirit is saying you're to be sent. And so I sort of started wondering, like, what are my friends and family and the people I care about, role models, my bishop, my mentors, all of that, like, what would they say to this? And so there were kind of a few different threads to that where I got like different friends to begin praying and they started to have the sense too. But I think another part of it that was really beautiful for me was I went to the UK and I traced my whakapapa around where I came from there and kind of got to grips with who I am and where I come from and what my tūranga waiwai is. And then I sort of came home more connected to that, and then it felt more and more clear that I needed to go back to the neighbourhood where my grandparents had worshipped.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Which is the same story I know of your dad as well. So there was, you know, there was people I look up to and people I trusted praying for me. And then there was the sense of like, oh yeah, and also I'm not just participating in what's happening in this one little 1 year moment for me, but in the big story of God's people and my whakapapa.
Yeah.
And so I started to go, this is really, really interesting. We started looking down this road of where we'd go, where we'd plant and how we'd do this. And so we scheduled a 24-2 prayer meeting with some people that we loved and trusted. And we didn't really tell them anything about what we knew about it, but we said, hey, we just want to pray. And it looks like there could be a potential plant coming up.
Mm.
And we had a sense we were going to be in Brooklyn, and particularly I would go kind of walking in the hills around Brooklyn, which I guess is the creation piece of this.
Mm.
And we'd just silently walk and just listen to God and to the birds and kind of feel the neighborhood and try to get a sense. I guess our assumption again, which is a scripture assumption, is that like God is on mission in the world, and so God was already at work in Brooklyn before I decided to move there.
Yeah.
And so being among God's creation to hear like, where is God moving? What's already happening here that I can participate in? I had the sense that there was a church there in Brooklyn, this Korean church, that I just kept on feeling like quite drawn to. And so we had this 24-2 prayer meeting, and we were there about 2 a.m. one morning, and a mate of mine who knew nothing about what we'd been thinking about just all of a sudden blurts out, he's like, I just can't stop thinking of Brooklyn, and I just keep thinking of that Korean church.
Oh, wow.
And so that for us was like a really big moment of like, oh, okay, the scriptures are speaking, God is speaking, creation is speaking, and our friends and family and the people who love us are hearing the same thing.
Mm.
And that kind of gave us the courage to move forward. But I would say that that was probably like a year to a year and a half long journey.
Yeah.
We're about to help some people to plant another thing. And that has been about a year and a half to 2 year long journey too of discernment. And I think a part of that too is church planting is really hard and renewal work is really hard. And there are days you wish you'd never done it.
Yeah.
And on those days you need to know that you're called because that's kind of what keeps you going, is the sense that like, okay, as hard as it is, I'm where I'm meant to be.
Totally. So for you, it's just having those specific moments to point back to.
Yeah, I think so. And it's kind of like, you know, in the scriptures, these like wells and altars, eh? That there's kind of these points where we can go, oh yeah, God was faithful there. And we know what God said. And that doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it does mean we're meant to be here. And God will be faithful. God is faithful to those he calls. I'm someone who just likes to go, 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 but I'm so glad it took a year and a half because those foundations were so crucial. And then as we arrived, you know, we had a lady who lived in an apartment next door come over for dinner and tell us that she had been praying for 2 years for a group of Christians to come and replant the church.
Oh, wow.
You know, so there were these different things. So those kind of four things, I guess, again, which I find really helpful is like, what is God saying to us? Like, what's the spirit within us saying? What are the scriptures saying? What are our friends and family and the people who love us saying? And what is creation saying? I think are really important. And I should say all four of those didn't always line up all the time. Mm. You know, sometimes you get two of those or three of those and some sort of come on the boil and come off.
Right.
But that kind of little grid was very helpful for me. I guess we say around our circles, like we don't just want to decide, we want to discern. We actually want to feel like God led us into it. And then we can live with whatever that looks like on a good day or a bad day. This has been the Catch Podcast. You can find out more at www.catchnetwork.org.nz. See you next week.